What's up, everybody? This is Belle from Push Radio, and you're tuned in to a special edition of Indie Soul Matters, a segment I like to call Indie Moments, and it's where we spotlight what's going on in the Indie Soul community. I'm delighted to finally be able to have a sit-down with Gwendolyn Collins, a DMV indie artist, and talk about her new single, Ray of Sunshine, that features Nia Simmons and Blaze. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Belle. How you doing?
I'm well. Is everybody doing okay?
Yeah, doing good.
Gwendolyn and I were talking a few minutes ago about how the rain is kind of draining and depressing. So hopefully everybody's still. Because it's raining in Atlanta, too. Let's jump right into Ray of Sunshine. So whose idea was the single?
This is Gwendolyn. It was my idea to come up with Ray of Sunshine. And I am really hoping that through this rain, Belle, that we will get to our Ray of Sunshine this weekend.
There is always a rainbow. Had you already written the single, or had you, and it came to you that, you know, I want to add some people to it, or was it something that was more organic, or was it done and you thought maybe I need to throw somebody else on the track, or how did that happen?
It was actually a combination of everything that you said. When I received the music from super producer in LA, Lou Lang Jr., I immediately came up with the hook.
You know,
living in your ray of sunshine, cloudy days go away. But I've done independent collaborations before. You know, I did something with Micah Chevalier and Sydney Marie, I Think I Like You. And so when I heard it and I thought about Little Ray of Sunshine, I felt like there was a message in the music and in the words, and I wanted to bring in other artists so that they could talk about their ray of sunshine. So we actually wrote this together. Like, we started with me with the hook, and I had some ideas, and I sent it to the ladies, and I said, hey, can you talk about what your ray of sunshine is? And Blaze came up with family, Nia came up with music, we got together, and we just all embraced and created this one song.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. So is it hard to write that way, or is that normally how you write? Because in my mind, I'm envisioning, you know, everybody in the room and the music's going, and does it happen that way sometimes, or is this normally how, you know, you create your music?
I think that it can happen all different ways. Like, all of us are independent artists, and the cool thing about being independent is that we can do things our own way. So in this particular situation, we actually wrote separately at first, and then we came together physically at the studio that I have, and we kind of went over, you know, this is what I came up with, this is what Blaze and Nia came up with, and then just kind of collaborated to make sure that everything made sense. And I invite the ladies to talk about, you know, a little bit more of their experience of us writing together.
Okay. So, Nia?
Yes. I mean, there really isn't too much more to add to what Gwendolyn said. That is basically what happened. We did our thing separately, came together, did a little bit of tweaking here and there, and then the end result was what you know now as Ray of Sunshine.
Right. So, and Blaze, was your experience similar?
Yes, very much so. I did end up kind of rewriting some of mine once we got together, but basically, you know, we started separately and then we came together and it just kind of happened.
So it's pretty easy, I guess, it's old hat, because, you know, I know each of you are working on things separately, and we'll get to that a little later. But I'm assuming it's, I guess, simple for everybody to just get the track and write, and then you come together. Did you record it separately, or were you all together when you recorded it?
That's a great question, Gwendolyn. That's a great question, Belle. We recorded the backgrounds together.
Okay.
One session.
Wow.
And then we came back together and we recorded the leads. And then after Nia and Blaze left, I, you know, heard some things. And so just by myself, I started recording over some of the things that they did. And then we went to another studio to record a little bit more of like the ad-libs and just to kind of re-record, because like Nia said, we wanted to connect, you know, 100% when we collaborated. So we changed a little bit of things, and we recorded in another studio. So we actually were together. Was it like 3 times, ladies, and then separately once?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work.
It sounds like it. So everybody writes, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Everyone arranges.
That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
Is everyone a producer?
To a degree.
I think in their
I would
own
say
way,
that I
yeah.
am.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what about instrumentalists? Do any of you play?
I used to, and I made, this is Nia speaking, I used to, and I made the dumb decision in high school to quit piano. Shame on me. But fortunately, I can still read music and have the ability to do some light composing.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. So how did everybody get on to this whole indie music thing? Like, is it you were a little girl and you used to sing into your hairbrush? Is it something that happened later in life? What, I mean, how did you get here?
For me, it happened later in life. This is Nia speaking. Because I was just at a point where, even though I've been singing majority of my life, and I don't know, I just kind of got tired of doing the whole cover band thing, singing other people's songs. I felt like I had my own story to tell and something I wanted to say. So that's how my debut single, Living For Today, came about back in 2013. That's when I released that. So, and it just started from there. It just gave me an opportunity to really express myself creatively and just to say the things I wanted to say. And the rest is history, as they say.
It's history, as they say. So what's next for Nia?
What's next for me? I actually have a new single coming out in August that I will definitely send your way, my dear.
Do we have a name yet, or you're waiting?
I do have a name, but I can't release all that information
just yet. Gotcha. And
you're going to be one of the first to know.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the handle Nia the Songbird.
Okay.
And, of course, on my website, niasimmons.com.
Awesome. Gwenny, how did you, and I feel like I can call you Gwenny now, because.
Yeah, please do. I love when people call me Gwenny. Just don't call me Gwen.
When I would hear people, I was like, that sounds so personal. But I haven't spoken to her, I don't feel right calling her Gwenny. But now that
I love it.
I feel like I can call you Gwenny. What is next for you?
Well, you know, I like to really get into the business side of music and the production of shows and the production of songs and the production of tours. So right now, after releasing Ray of Sunshine, I'm going to put a big focus on the next tour, which I will do in Birmingham, Paris, and London. And that's going to happen in the September, October time frame. I actually like to self-produce my own tours, but I'm actually going to be working with a promoter this time, which will be a little different. So that's my thing. I'll put a lot of work into that and maybe release like one more single before the tour happens.
And so how many projects have you actually released?
I've done 2 full projects, Storytelling Side 1 and Simple Things, Storytelling Side 2, Moments for Love.
Okay.
And, you know, I've done a few singles here and there.
Okay. Now, I did watch the Moments for Love when you were over in the UK, and that was with Kenya. And is it Kenya the Soul Singer?
Kenya Soul Singer.
Kenya Soul Singer, yes.
Yeah,
and
it's Kenya.
That was impressive. And you looked like you had a great time, and it was very successful. And I'm amazed, you know, not surprised, just amazed that... Not surprised that you did it, but I'm amazed by it all, because it seems like it involves so many pieces. So did you have a team that was helping you? Would they be helping you with the next tour as well?
Well, that's my part of thinking about working with a producer this time, because they will help with a lot of things. Because, girlfriend, let me tell you, I had to hire the band, the background singers, the venue, the videographer, the photographer, the rehearsal room, We had to get entertainment license. I had to make sure our immigration papers were right. So it was a lot of work, and I really enjoyed it. But what I'm looking forward to in the future is being able to still be involved, but concentrate more on being an artist, because I went over there like 2 weeks before the show.
Yeah.
So I could promote everything. So I love it, though. I love that part of it. I love it. And I was talking with Blaze earlier, and I was like, I got to figure out how I'm going to give up control, because I like control. And
you must be a Virgo.
I am a Virgo. How do you know that? I am a Virgo.
Because I know many Virgos, and they all are pretty much the same. They will get it done.
Yeah, and I was talking to the promoter, and he was like, well, Gwendolyn, you can just come here and be an artist. And I was like, well, that sounds cute, but who's the band? Who's the background singer? Because I need to know who they are, and I need to schedule the interviews, and I need to do this and that. But I'm going to go into my space and try not to get on anybody's nerves. I think Nia and Blaze can tell you that I sat in the entire, 20-hour session of getting our song mixed, and I was breathing down the mixer's neck, because I wanted to, like, not control it, but just be a part of everything.
Right. I think that's probably best, you know, because you want to control what you put out. Ultimately, it's your name on it. So
exactly.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. How did you become Gwendolyn Collins, you know, the singer? How did that happen for you?
I'm kind of late in the game compared to a lot of other people here in the DMV. I didn't start until 2014, and probably one of the first people I was introduced to as an artist was Nia Simmons. We were introduced, and I did this thing called, what was it, Nia? Christmas Indie Soul. I wanted to produce it, and I put out my first song, I think, late 2014 or mid-2014. So I don't have this amazing story. It's just that somebody told me that I should sing and I should write, and I decided to do so, and that was it.
Really? So your entire trajectory changed? Really? Wow, that's amazing. So prior to that conversation, or that person who kind of pushed you into it, or coached you, or convinced you, or encouraged you, you had no thoughts at all of singing and writing and producing? You didn't know that you had that gift, or was it something you were just doing and you didn't think twice about it? Or
I had never thought about writing. I had sang in bands like Nia and Blaze did, like, many moons ago, but I was a full-time mom.
Yeah.
And I have a full-time job in cybersecurity, and that's really all I was concentrating on.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about music at all.
Wow. And look at you now. Do you think you could go back to a life without the music?
I think if I needed to, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I think music will always be in my life, but I may not need to be as involved as I am now. My end goal is that I want to kind of move from being an artist and more move into being a producer and a tour manager. So one day I hope to bring artists from the United States into different parts of, you know, the world, and I'm really just like the promoter.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. And so where can we find you on social media?
If you go to GwendolynCollins.com, that will lead you to all of my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram stuff.
How's the single being received?
So far, it's been amazing. I actually checked my downloads today, and I was like, okay, people are actually rocking with the single. But I think what's really cool, the one thing I want to give my props to, is that, you know, having Blaze and having Nia on the single, I won't take this as, like, just my accomplishment. Like, these are two amazing artists in their own right, and bringing them in is definitely pushing it towards different markets, because they have their own audience.
Right. And I was thinking about that. I was like, well, she couldn't have picked two better better singers to be on the track with their, you know, they have their own respective lanes. And their followers follow. You know what I mean? So, Miss Blaze, I didn't forget you.
Yes. Black Girl Magic.
Black Girl Magic. I love the single.
Thank you.
heard on, you're welcome, the few things that I've heard on social media, I'm really anticipating your project dropping. So how did you get here?
It was a long road. my story is similar to Nia's in that I sang with quite a few different cover bands,
yeah.
And you know, enjoyed it. It was good for me. I got to the point where it became a drag,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. It was like, I wanted so much more. I don't want to just sing other people's songs. I'm not getting anything from that.
Right.
I wanted to write my own material. I want to pursue sync licensing and different things like that, getting placements for television shows, commercials, movies. And you can't do that performing other people's music. So it got to the point where, you know, it was kind of like, I always say, it was like I was on a hamster wheel. And there are a lot of people that are stuck in that thing. Now, if that's what you like to do, if that's what you want to do, that's your end goal, there's nothing wrong with that. But that was just not enough for me. And it just got to the point where it's like, okay, I need to get off the hamster wheel. So
was there something
basically
that made you go, you know what? You know, later for all of this, I'm going to do my thing? Or was it a gradual kind of realization that that's what you needed to do?
It was gradual. It was two different things. It was gradual. And then, you know, sometimes you're with, you know, you may be with a particular group or bands, and you just kind of, your vision just kind of goes in a different direction,
yeah.
basically. And that's kind of basically what happened. I mean, you know, that is what happened. So after the last band I performed with, and I do still perform with a cover band, but we only do like private gigs.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm doing, you know, the every week thing at the same venue 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
It's not, it's definitely a lot less than it was before, which I like.
Okay.
But I really like being my own artist and writing my own material, producing my own songs, and working with, you know, producers to bring song ideas to life. I really like that. I wouldn't go back to doing the whole hamster wheel thing. I wouldn't go back to that.
So for, because I would imagine that there are lots of people that sing in cover bands across the country, and
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming the money is maybe steady. And
yes.
Think it's complacency, or do you think people are fearful? I mean, I know there's a segment of the population that they just like to do that. But
right.
I get the impression, based on lots of people that I've talked to, is that a lot of people that are in cover bands really want to do their own thing.
Well, from my experience with the other, with being in cover bands and stuff like that, you have to be careful because you will get stuck. You get used to making that steady money. It's not a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
at least not here in this area, but you get stuck. And then you do, especially if you need that money to live.
Yeah.
And then you are afraid to do something else. And you're just there. 20 years, you know, down the line, you're doing the same thing.
Right.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
Well, the most recent thing that's going to be coming up is releasing my first full-length album. I'm hoping to have it done, you know, mid-summer, but I can't really, you know, say for sure.
Right.
Because I just want to, you know, I want it to be right. I don't want to rush it and it not be what I want it to be. Like Nia said the other day, you only have one time to make a first impression. You want it to be right.
Right.
And that's kind of where I am. So, I mean, I don't know. But I am working on my project and it is coming together. And I'm excited about it. So.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear that. I'm excited to see what everybody's going to be doing like in the next 6 months. So where can we find you on social media?
On my website, www.blazemusic.com. I'm on Facebook, Blazing, on Twitter, Instagram, all of those. But if you, like Gwendolyn said, if you go to my website, you also, you will be able to link to all of those, you know, channels.
I saw, Gwenny, the trailer, if that's the right term, for the single. Who did that? I thought it was really cute.
did you like that? That was me. That was me.
I do that kind of stuff.
It's so funny. I do. Right, Nia was on a Facebook Live that I did today, and I was trying out a new technology where I could do Facebook Live and I could like show videos and pictures. You know how usually you just look in the camera and talk?
Yeah.
Bell. So today I did something where I actually, Blaze, I had your picture up. I had Black Girl Magic. Nia, I think I had a picture of you at Anacostia Arts Center. And then I put up our CD cover. So I love learning how to do like all the different stuff with technology. So I did the little video. It probably took me, sugar, about an hour to put maybe 1 minute together. But once I learn how to do something, I can pretty much figure out how to do it in like a minute the next time. So thank you. I'm glad you liked it. I tried to do like a lyrical kind of video where the words were coming up as we were singing them. Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, I love stuff like that.
Aw,
One of the things that I will say that I've noticed, because I'm watching indie artists, you know, all over the country and other countries and et cetera, et cetera. And the one thing I can say that I've noticed about the DMV area indie artists is that there seems to be like a core group of you who move together. You know, you're supporting each other, you're promoting each other, you're singing on each other's project, and you know, I love to see that. And I hope that other, you know, I hope to see that in other markets. I don't really see it, you know, in New York I see it, in a few other markets, but it's really prevalent and obvious in the DMV, and so I think that is awesome, you know?
That's
really, really awesome, and please keep doing that, because you're shining a light on the indie artists in that area. Is everybody going to stay in the DMV area? Is anybody venturing off or California or UK?
Is that Nia talking about?
That's me. I mean, eventually I would like to venture out of the DMV only because, I mean, I've been here in my own life, so my whole life, so I just want to see what else is out there, especially if I finally get the courage to walk away from the full-time job and pick up music full-time. I mean, I feel like I have to get out of the DMV and go somewhere else.
Yeah, I understand.
So eventually. Eventually. Not tomorrow, but at some point.
Not tomorrow. I'm actually Belle. I'm from New Jersey. And when I moved here and I got kind of like into the music scene, I think that the population of artists and musicians in the DMV, it's amazing. We're like roaches. It's so many of us. So when you say things like, you know, so many of us, you know, work together, collaborate together, support each other. It's almost like you can't help it because it's here. Like the hub is here. I didn't get this in New Jersey. I didn't think about becoming an artist until I moved to the DMV. But my dream is to keep my full-time job. I don't have a problem saying that. And I work for a global company, so I can work from anywhere. So I hope in a year or two that I will live in London for 6 months, in Paris for 6 months, in Atlanta for 6 months, and just do my full-time job from there and then still do music.
Gotcha. That sounds good. What about you, Blaze?
Well, right now I won't be moving anywhere because my
daughter... You got your baby.
My baby, you know, her dad's here and, you know, his family and my family, so no.
Yeah.
No time soon for me. You know, traveling, yes, but relocating, no.
Gotcha. So how do the mamas juggle that? You know, how do you juggle being an artist and being a mom and being an employee or an employer or, you know, how do you juggle that?
It takes a lot of support, family, friends, and I'm blessed to say that I have all of those things. My daughter's father is a great father, and he's a hands-on father. He's not a weekend dad. He's one of those that
you know, constantly there, and we help each other actually, because he's a musician as well. He's not a full time musician. Well, actually, he is. He's one of the music directors at his church, and then aside from that, he does the whole gig thing, and he records and plays for other people. But we support each other, which is a huge, huge blessing.
Yeah.
And it's a big help. Because I have a gig tomorrow, and I was like, hey, and he has four tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
So he was like, well, I'll work it out. I'll talk to my mom and see, make sure she's not busy. And so our daughter will be with his mom tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So, that's great, though.
Yeah. So it that's how it works for me, which,
And her daughter is such, she's really a ray of sunshine.
Really?
Blaze, your daughter. Yeah, she's so sweet. She's just the sweetest little thing. Yes.
Really?
Such a cutie pie. Oh. Yeah, she is. She is. I love
her. She's something else now. She's something else now.
Actually, some of the pictures from the social media are actually pictures that Choi took.
That she took, yeah.
So she's very talented.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's very talented.
She's seven.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little bit. Is there a diva in this circle of three? Who's the diva of the three?
Not me.
That depends on what you mean by diva. Is it a positive connotation?
Is there
or
a diva?
Let me go on mute.
I don't think so. I mean,
I
said, it depends on what people have different definitions of that word. So,
right.
It depends on what you mean.
Well, most people, when you say the word, kind of know, but I'll take that as a no.
I guess we can all be that way if it's something that we really want or don't want. And, it's like, no, So, I mean, I'll claim that. If it's something that I don't particularly care for, if I didn't want, I would speak up. So, I mean, maybe that's what a diva is. But if that's the case, then, okay, I'll claim
it.
Yeah. Actually, from that standpoint, I'll do it, too.
So let me ask you this, because music is usually, the behind-the-scenes people, the producers, the musicians, a lot of times are males, right? So have you encountered any type of, how do I want to say this, pushback, any bristling from,
Gwendolyn?
Men in
take,
the
industry? Yeah, I'll take that question, Blaze. Gwenny, let Gwenny take it. It's so interesting because when you were talking about diva, I wanted to interrupt you and not be rude, but I feel like because I have broken out of, being, I don't want to say just a singer, but we all have broken out of me, Blazinier. We have produced our own music. We've worked on other collaborations. We've worked with other producers. So I feel like sometimes as a woman, when I just stand up for myself or give direction, that I am perceived as a diva. But really, all I'm being is a businesswoman. Really, all I'm being is an artist. And really, all I'm doing is making sure that my stuff is right. And sometimes, like, when we do it as women, and not just from men, but even from other women, we're looked at as divas. But we're just taking care of business, though.
Right.
That's all we're doing. So why people want to perceive us as being a bee or a diva or whatever, it's like, if a guy said the same stuff that I said, they would never think of it that way. They would just say, okay, well, he's taking care of it. But if Winnie does it, and I've been there. Like, that's a whole nother interview.
So are you still experiencing that, you say? Or was this, like, early on in your career? Or is it still a problem?
I think that the further we grow as artists, the further we grow as understanding the business of music, the further we grow as being able to produce our own music and hire our own producers and engineers, that it kind of just opens up that cloud where people want to look at us a little differently. Not everybody, because I've worked with some phenomenal men and women who will respect me, but I'll give you a perfect example real quick. When I decided to do my own tour last year in London, and I decided not to go through the male promoters, like, I was almost blacklisted because I didn't use the promoters over there. Like, how dare she do her own thing? How dare she not comply to, you know, what's supposed to happen when you come overseas? But I pushed through it, and
yeah,
we sold out.
Yes. Yeah, I watched it. It was a success. That's awesome. And a testament, I would say, I guess, to wrap things up, to, you know, the tenacity of each of you. And I think, you know, this single is a wonderful, what's the word I want to use? I want to say symbol, but I'm thinking that's the wrong word. But it kind of, you know, when I look at the cover art, for example, you know, you have three distinct personalities, three distinct sounds, and you all come together to create this, what I think is a phenomenal single. And, it, you know, just as a woman, seeing that, I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Look at them. And I'm hoping that, you know, it's a beacon to other indie artists in the DMV and across the country to, you know, indie isn't bad. You know, it's why I started Indie Matters. It's why I started Push Radio, because I wasn't hearing what I wanted to hear on the radio. So that whole create what you want to see thing. And so, you know, just listening to you guys, I'm like, wow, that's remarkable. And so anything that Push can do to support each of you, collectively and individually, you can rest assured that we're going to do it, because I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the support that you've definitely been giving to me from the beginning. And it's really appreciated.
Yeah. Now I need Drop, Penny, and Blaze. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, girl, I love doing drops. No worries, we got you, we got you. I just want to say before we go, about, you know, us being able to work together, I just want to publicly acknowledge that Blaze and Nia, ladies, thank you so much for rocking with me. You killed it. I just always, you know, am amazed when you guys trust me with your art. And you know, it's not always easy, Belle, but these ladies made it easy. They made it easy. So.
Well, you guys all make it look easy. So if it's not, and I know you're probably paddling like hell, you know, underneath the water to keep it going, but we don't see you breaking a sweat, and it's a wonderful thing to behold. You know, so keep doing what you're doing. Keep creating what you want to see. Keep putting out phenomenal music. And, you know, Gwenny, I'm expecting to see you somewhere making moves in all those different places that you mentioned. It's impressive. And I'm proud of each of you. You know, I must say
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we're proud of you because you're a female.
Yes, we are.
And, yes, come on, Belle. You're a female doing this music thing, this radio thing. So big ups to you.
Thank you. And as you were talking, I was like, yeah, because I've experienced a lot of that too. But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. But do you have any parting words for our listeners, for your listeners, for anybody that might be, you know, thinking about doing the indie music thing? Is there anything you want to say to them?
Pray.
Nia, what you got?
Blaze, did you say pray?
I said pray.
I love
it. I mean, sometimes it takes a lot of that, you know, just to get through certain stuff because, you know, you know, depending on who you're working with, whatever situation it is, it'll test you. At times, you'll feel like you don't really, do I really want to do this? But don't give into that. I've been there, and a few times I've been like, you know what, I don't want to do this. But of course you do. It's just a speed, you know, a speed bump, slow you down a little bit. But you got to just keep going. Just don't even worry about that minor setback or whatever it might be. Just keep going.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk to me and to talk to Push. For more information on Gwendolyn Collins, Nia Simmons, and Blaze, go to pushradio.net. As always, my name is Belle, and you're listening to Push Radio.
Push Radio. Through and through, in my little ray of sunshine.